This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." Now, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Well, good morning, everyone, and a very happy Christmas. It's lovely to see you all here today. You might like to turn back in your Bible to Matthew chapter 1, and we'll pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, born to be our Saviour. And we thank you for your word, the Bible. Please help us to understand it now by the power of your Holy Spirit and to take your truth deep into our hearts. For Jesus' sake, amen. What were you looking forward to in 2020? What did you have planned? Was it a special holiday, a big birthday, a wedding? Maybe it was showing what you were capable of in those big exams. 2020 seemed like any other year. We were making plans when quite suddenly everything was cancelled. It's quite disorientating to have to change your plans at the last minute. This gives us some insight into the mindset of Joseph here in Matthew 1. One minute, I suspect, he was on cloud nine. He was engaged to Mary. She was a wonderful girl. Their whole life stretched out in front of them when suddenly Mary was pregnant. And the child wasn't Joseph's. How this must have hurt Joseph. And so Joseph is a model to us. Two things to show you: a challenge of faith and a model of obedience. Firstly, then, a challenge of faith. Verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. So this was what Joseph had to believe: that Mary was a virgin, she hadn't been unfaithful to Joseph, she was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. This was an immense challenge of faith. And Joseph doesn't believe it at first. Who would? But after he decided to divorce Mary quietly, verse 20, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Would you believe it? She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus means the Lord saves. So Joseph has to believe that Mary is supernaturally pregnant and that the child is going to save his people from their sins. Verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. In Isaiah 7:14, there in verse 23, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So this was all the fulfillment of prophecy. Jesus fulfills hundreds of prophecies from the Old Testament. Tesco posted an ad for a Christmas light untangler. This new position will offer you the chance to show that every little helps. Candidates should be able to untangle 10 feet of Christmas lights in less than 3 minutes, as well as check the bulbs for signs of breakage. The ideal candidate would also be passionate about Christmas, the posting says. As Tesco says, when it comes to Christmas busyness and stress, every little helps. Other supermarkets are available. I'm sure that's a very important job. Lights do indeed need to be untangled. Is that all Christmas amounts to? Is that what it means to be passionate about Christmas? All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This was the test of Joseph's faith. Would he believe that the ancient prophecy had been fulfilled? Would he see that a virgin had to conceive? Would he understand that the baby to be born would be God? God with us, Emmanuel. Would he see that God was stepping into time and space? God was coming to be born as one of us, to save us from sin. And so, secondly, Joseph is a model of obedience. Verse 24. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Nobody could ask any more of Joseph. He does what the angel of the Lord commands. He does indeed marry Mary. Joseph will bring up this son as his own, and he does give him the name Jesus. Stella Thornhope was struggling with her first Christmas alone. Her husband had died just a few months before through a slow developing cancer. Now, several days before Christmas, she felt terribly alone. She decided that she was not going to bother with Christmas this year. Late that afternoon, the doorbell rang, and there was a delivery boy with a box. Inside was a little puppy, a golden Labrador retriever. The delivery boy picked up the squirming pup and explained, "This is for you." The young puppy began to wiggle in happiness at being released from captivity. "Who sent this?" Mrs. Thornhope asked. "It's all explained in this envelope. The dog was bought last July, while its mother was still pregnant. It was meant to be a Christmas gift to you." "Who sent me this puppy?" As the young man turned to leave, he said, "Your husband. Merry Christmas." She opened up the letter from her husband. He'd written it 3 weeks before he died and left it with the kennel owners. It was to be delivered with the puppy as his last Christmas gift to her. The letter was full of love and encouragement and admonishment to be strong. He vowed that he was waiting for the day when she would join him. He'd sent her, this young doggy, to keep her company until then. That was a wonderful Christmas present. God has done so much more than this. God hasn't just sent us someone or something to keep us company. God has come himself to save us from our sins and to be with us, to be our Emmanuel. Do you know him? Do you know the forgiveness of your sins? Do you know that this baby Jesus was born to die on the cross, to pay for all our sin? Have you been forgiven by him? And do you know not just a puppy with you this Christmas? Do you know Emmanuel, God with us? God with us. As we look ahead into 2021, we don't know what the new year will bring, but we do know that if we're trusting him, God is with us. He is our Emmanuel. So like Joseph, this Christmas, will we obey God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you that he is Emmanuel, God with us. Please, would this be true for each one of us? Please, would we be like Joseph? Please, would we have faith? Please, would we obey you and know Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us? Lord, grant it, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.